107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Hey, we usually chat on a Tuesday. Today, we're checking in with Cree Toner with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Good morning, Cree.
Morning, Jamie.
And I imagine we're chatting early because you need to get ready for Halloween. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Now, are you a big dress-up person for Halloween, or is Halloween a special time?
I am. I would say that I actually like Halloween more as an adult than I did as a kid. So I think that I'm being Pippi Longstocking this year. I have a few options.
I love it. Well, I love all the programming, all the variety of programs happening with Stratford Perth Humane Society. We have Yoga with the Animals coming up.
Yes, that's right. We just had a yoga session this past Sunday that went really well. And then our November dates are Monday, November 3rd. So normally we do a Thursday, but we're doing a Monday this month and then Sunday, November 30th. So again, a really great opportunity to meet some really sweet animals, have a nice relaxing hour to yourself, and of course, support us too. So you can find out more information and register at kwsphumane.ca.
And I think last time we chatted, you never know which animals are going to be dropping by necessarily. It's always a surprise.
Right. Yeah, we have bunnies sometimes that we'll visit. I think that we had them join us the last time. We had these really two sweet bunnies that have been with us for a bit, and they're very, very friendly for rabbits, not scared at all.
There you go. And lots of interest in Tiny Tales. Tell us about this.
Yeah, we've got our Tiny Tales program is coming up on November 10th in Stratford. So we did the kind of fall session that started back in September, and it went so well with all our sweet babies and parents that we're running another session. So we already have four spots that are taken out of the 10. So if you're thinking about it, definitely sign up while there's still spots available. This one is for babies ages 0 to 24 months and their caregivers. You spend 45 minutes in the shelter, get to meet some animals, do some sensory play, and make some very cute crafts. It's a ton of fun, and we can't wait to see you there.
Very good. And always a good idea to keep on top or ahead of the PA days coming up so you're not booking at the last minute. We do have another one coming up. Is that fair?
We do, yeah. We have one coming up on Friday, November 21st, and the theme of this one is community helpers. So we have different people from the community who help animals and people that are coming in to speak about the work that they do. They will, of course, be bringing in animals. It's going to be a really educational, fun, sweet day, and we can't wait to see you guys there. Registration is open, and then camp itself runs from 9 to 4 at our shelter out on Griffith Road.
It's a great way to keep the kids busy and having lots of fun and learning lots at the Stratford Perth Humane Society. And it feels like just yesterday we were talking about fall programming now being available, but do I understand winter programming is now available?
That is right. So all of our programming for 2026 will open up on November 24th. That's in training and March break camp and that sort of thing. But we do have some fun programming that's taking place over the winter break as well. That will be on our website and on social shortly, but I can chat briefly a bit about it. So we have on December 22nd a full day program running. It's called So Much Fun. It's kind of like a PD day camp, but there will be like specific winter activities. We're going to have a pajama party and a movie day in the afternoon. December 23rd, we're doing another teddy bear clinic, which has been really popular and lots of fun in the past. And then on December 30th, we're having a noon year's party, so like New Year's, but we count down to noon instead of midnight. And kids are encouraged to dress up in their New Year's best, whether that's a sparkly dress or pajamas. And we'll have lots of fun activities and games and like party favors then. So lots of fun stuff. Keep your eyes on our website, again, kwsphumane.ca, for all the details about those.
Oh, without a doubt, lots of great programs. And Cree, with the frosty morning, that chill in the air, I understand that winterized cat shelters are back and available. Can you remind us what these cat shelters are all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So these are things that we've done for quite a few years now, thanks to generous volunteers in our community who helped to put them together. So these cat shelters are insulated, safe spaces for cats to rest in and stay warm. So if you've got a cat in your neighborhood that you don't quite think like belongs to anyone and you're kind of concerned about them, they are probably quite good at taking care of themselves in the outdoors, but this shelter could really make a difference for them as the winter comes. They are $30, and you can get them at both our Kitchener and Stratford shelter. And you can give us a call, and we can reserve one or two for you, however many you need. Quantities are limited, so definitely call while they're still available.
And they're just $30. They are available at the Stratford Center, and we'll share the details with a picture of the winterized cat shelters. These are quite cleverly put together. They're quite ingenious, really.
Yeah, they are, seriously. We'll have days at the shelter sometimes where people come in and, like, assembly line all of them together, and they work really well, and like I said, they can make a big difference for cats living outdoors.
Yeah, especially through the winter time. So there you go. Again, links and details at kwsphumane.ca, and drop by the shelter at 125 Griffith Road, Stratford, or simply give them a call at 519-273-6600. Cree Toner, a.k.a. Pippi Longstocking, with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Cree, great chat, and have a wonderful Halloween coming up.
Thanks, you too, Jamie.